Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now for a check on the week's business news, something we do every Friday. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Steve.
Construction is expected to begin within weeks on a massive cannabis production campus. This is in southeast Sacramento. How massive is this place going to be?
The campus is much larger than any other cannabis operation in Sacramento to date, measuring over 250,000 square feet. As a result, the cost, too, is very high. The campus is expected to cost about $50 million, which includes the land purchase, property improvements, working capital, and fees to get the campus into operation.
Well, who's behind this project?
It's a company called We Grow California, and they've been working with the city for many months to get approvals on this project. The main investors behind the project are Ori Byton, who formerly worked in the solar industry, and Barry Shy, a Los Angeles-based real estate developer.
So they'll be growing cannabis there? Or, I mean, what exactly will they be doing at that site?
Right, cannabis cultivation plus manufacturing, distribution, and delivery, according to plans submitted to the city. Cultivation will take up the vast majority of the campus, measuring over 230,000 square feet. It will mostly take place in three massive mixed light facilities, which are similar to greenhouses, essentially. While mixed light facilities are used for cultivation in other areas of the state, such as Santa Barbara and Humboldt counties, the facilities would be the first of their kind in Sacramento. City cannabis ordinances do not allow outdoor cultivation, but using these mixed light facilities would allow We Grow to cultivate on a larger scale while technically growing inside. And given the scale of the project, the company anticipates it will employ about 300 people when it's fully operational. Many of these jobs are expected to be skilled positions like engineers, botanists, horticulturalists, and chemists. The campus would also employ agricultural workers, administrators, and security personnel as well.
In real estate news, the city of Lincoln is looking to annex about 200 acres just outside the city. What does Lincoln want to do with that land?
City officials have discussed how the land, which is mostly agricultural at this point, could support a sizable mixed-use development. One city official estimated that the property could support up to 475 residential units and about 1 million square feet of commercial office space and retail.
Is there a developer behind this push to annex?
That remains unclear at this point. According to public records, the property appears to be owned primarily by two large commercial developers in Silicon Valley, John Arrillaga and Richard Peary. However, neither responded to a request for comment from the Business Journal.
What about a timeline? How long will the annexation process take?
According to Matt Wheeler, the city's community development director, the city expects to finish the entitlements by the end of the year and move into the actual annexation next year.
Let's switch gears to restaurants. A Sacramento area taco spot is expanding into El Dorado County.
That's right. The Taqueria Flaco's Taco, which first opened in Elk Grove in 2016, is adding a location in Cameron Park. The Cameron Park location could open as soon as early November and will employ about 10 people.
And I hear Flaco's has other plans to grow too, right?
Yeah, it sounds like expansion is in the future for the Mexican restaurant chain. The Cameron Park location will be the third standalone location for the Taqueria. They also serve food at Goldfield Trading Post, a bar and music venue in Midtown Sacramento. The owners of the restaurant told the Business Journal that the Taqueria chain is hoping to see some additional expansion through licensing, so there may be more Flaco's tacos popping up around the region in the near future.
That's Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org.